Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Of email communication doesn't ever make it. It's blocked. It's thrown into spam filters or, you know, whatever it may be. Whereas voice broadcast is not that case. It gets delivered. And there's just something, again, about the relational aspect of the human contact and hearing a human voice. And there was a gentleman who wrote a book called The Wizard of Ads. He had a great quote. He said, "If you want to persuade the world, use the human voice."
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's an interview with a gentleman who is an expert at using automated voice technology. The title of this interview is How to Revolutionize Your Marketing with Automated Voice Technology. If you take a quick look through your local Yellow Pages, you'll see hundreds of similar ads, each claiming to be the best company around. And since everyone's ad is basically the same, consumers are left to choose a business based on price alone. So in this interview, you're going to hear about a new strategy that will help you set your business apart from the competition while also weeding out price checkers and tire kickers in the process. So meet Jeff Troyer. Jeff is the Vice President of ART, Automated Response Technology, a company that specializes in helping businesses transform their marketing strategies using little more than a phone and an automated voice system. The idea behind ART is simple. Consumers are directed to an 800 number where they'll hear a no-pressure, 24-hour free recorded message. After listening to the message, they'll be prompted to select an option. They can request your newsletter, hear testimonials, leave their contact information, or more. And because they're choosing to take action steps without being pressured, you're qualifying and educating prospects without ever lifting a finger. You'll also learn in this interview how ART works. Even the biggest technophobes will easily be able to work the system. Why consumers prefer to listen to an automated message rather than talk to a salesperson directly. You'll learn about a Yellow Page ad that will get prospects to call you before they call anyone else. You'll learn easy tips for using automated messages to get new clients and ways to stay in touch with old ones. You'll learn how an automated system can be used in conjunction with a help wanted ad and screen out unqualified applicants before the interview process even begins. You'll learn how to use a system to get highly targeted direct mail lists. Jeff says his system can retrieve more than 70% of your callers' mailing addresses. Most businesses spend way too much time answering the same two or three questions every time they pick up the phone. With an automated message system, you can put an end to all that hassle while also giving customers 24/7 access to your message. So for the next hour, sit back and you're going to learn about how you can use an automated voice system to save time and money, generate better leads, and stay connected to your existing clients even better. Enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. Let's talk about why free recorded messages are so powerful as a lead generating tool, as well as some of the industries and clients who are currently getting huge results from this type of technology.
After doing this for 18 years, we really found that the three most important words in advertising are free recorded message. Sounds funny, but we like to call them magic words, and when you use those in your print advertising as well as on the web, that can increase your response by a factor of 3 to 5 times. In fact, we use a lot of statistics supplied by the Direct Marketing Association. They did a survey a number of years ago, and they found that 83% of the population would rather dial a telephone number and hear a free recorded message than speak with a live salesperson. And they gave three reasons. The first two are pretty obvious. Number one, 24-hour access. Number two, no sales pressure. And the most interesting reason to me was, number three, was there was a perception on the part of the caller that the information being delivered via a recorded message was more accurate, trustworthy, and believable than that delivered by a live person who could at any time change their message or their sales pitch depending on how the conversation was going. Because when a message is recorded, people are more apt to believe the credibility of the message because it's out there in a recorded format. It's in concrete for everybody to access. The other great benefit is that it's allowing the caller to get to know you. They're hearing your voice, they're hearing your tonality, they're hearing your sincerity, and they're hearing how you can help them as a knowledgeable, warm, caring consultant versus a salesperson. So all that ice-breaking stuff that has to go on in the initial stages of a relationship is being done for you so that by the time the prospect talks to you, like your old buddies, you know. Here's a great way to describe this process. I'm a very visual person, and I think a lot of people out there are. And if you think of your free recorded message as this giant funnel where everybody who's seen your ad and is compelled to call your free recorded message, they come into your funnel. Now, every one of them is going to have varying degrees of interest. Some are going to be curious, some are going to be very serious, and some are going to have almost no interest. If you've done your job with your ad, they're going to pick up their phone. They're going to call your free recorded message number. They're going to hear your personal greeting, and then they're going to be prompted to enter an extension number so that they can listen to maybe you have a consumer alert message or a free report offer or things like that that they can listen to. So you've attracted them, you've compelled them to call and come into your funnel. The second thing now, what you want to do is you want to educate and build trust with them. In fact, there was a Gallup poll that said that the number one concern out there from consumers is, who can I trust? And a free recorded message positions you completely different in the mind of the consumer. It positions you as an expert versus a salesperson and eliminates the possibility of them perceiving you, again, as a commodity where price becomes the determining factor because they're listening to your voice to get to know you. Now that you've educated and you've built trust with them, the third thing you want to do is you want to kick out the tire kickers. You want to sift and sort and screen people that are going to normally waste your time because, to be honest, most businesses spend way too much time and money attracting and working with unqualified people. So after they listen to your recording, they can interact with you four different ways. They can press zero to direct connect to you if they want at any time. They can leave you a message, at which time you can be paged a number of different ways instantly. They can enter another extension. So if you've listed a menu of other services you provide, maybe, or free reports or consumer awareness messages, they can immediately access those. They can even get a fax on demand automatically. So if you had something in print, maybe a price list, a list of services, a list of testimonials, forms, or anything like that, they can instantly get it sent to them. So that's a great automated feature. Here's another really cool quote. The number one complaint of the public when it comes to dealing with companies that provide a service is that no one ever returns my calls. This was another thing that came from the Direct Marketing Association. Well, here's a way to handle that. Let's say that they leave you a message on your free recorded message line. This is really cool. One of the features that's available to our clients is they have a feature called Auto Voice Responder. And here's how it works. When a prospect listens to your free recorded message and then they leave you a message, let's say to order a free report, and they give you your name and address and all that, what it'll do is when they hang up, 15 seconds later, their phone rings back. And they pick it up and they go, hello. They're going to hear, let's say they call Jim Wilson with ABC Insurance. They're going to hear, hey, folks, it's Jim Wilson with ABC Insurance. Just wanted to thank you for calling and leaving me a message to get my free report entitled 10 Crucial Questions to Ask When Choosing a Healthcare Plan. Currently, I'm with another client, but as soon as I can break free, I'll arrange to have it mailed to you right away. Thanks. That's what we would call an instant gratification wow experience. So after you've sifted, sorted, screened out the time wasters, you're going to be left with people who are pre-interested, pre-motivated, pre-qualified, and predisposed to either buying your products or using your service. So that's the beauty of recorded messages. Now, the different industries that are using us, I mentioned 18 years ago real estate agents, and they've continued to do that. They advertise properties, they offer invitations to free home buyer seminars, free reports, and so forth. We have tons of mortgage lenders that are using free recorded messages, carpet cleaners. I'll use a real-world example. One of our clients is a carpet cleaner up north in Oakland, and he was spending about $450 to $500 a month on a couple of yellow page ads. They were generic, bland, quarter page ads, and he mentioned that he was getting a lot of calls, though, 25 to 30 calls a day, which is a ton. But here's the thing, 99% of the people that were calling him were asking him, number one, how much do you charge? And number two, why are you so expensive? So he'd have to spend an average of 15 minutes with each person on the phone. He had to educate him, he had to sell him, he had to try to convince him, and in the end he only sold about 5% of them because it was this live back and forth conversation. So the number one thing he did is he completely changed the ad he ran. He went from a big quarter page ad down to a two-thirds of a business card size ad, and it was a direct response ad, and it said, "Warning, do not call a carpet cleaner until you listen to this 24-hour free recorded consumer awareness message on choosing the right carpet cleaner. 1-800 blah blah blah." Now, since that happened, he gets about half the number of calls, maybe 12 to 15 calls a day, but here's the key. 99% of those people calling him now are calling him to set up an appointment because his recorded message wound up doing all the educating, the sifting, the sorting, the screening. And they can hear the 6 most common misconceptions about carpet cleaning, the 7 most critical questions to ask a carpet cleaner before inviting him into your home. So all this education is being done for him automatically. Now he only spends 2 minutes on the phone.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Where did the free consumer report originate from? Do you know?
Bill Polish conceptualized, at least to my knowledge, the consumer awareness message, or that concept. And it's a wonderful template to use because this is really the education-based marketing where it doesn't matter what industry you're in. You know, if you're a massage therapist, let's say, the 6 most common misconceptions about massage therapy and the 8 most critical questions to ask any massage therapist before becoming a client. The consumer listens to that and all of a sudden their guard is down. First of all, it's a recorded message, so there's no pressure. And they view you entirely differently. House cleaning services use them. Chiropractors, obviously, because they want to educate the public about chiropractic. Auto repair shops, restaurants. Oh, this is awesome for restaurants because it enables callers to hear recorded messages on information that normally has to be repeated over and over again by a busy host or hostess on the phone, you know, standing there while everybody's waiting in line. We have a client who's in the home remodeling business, and he ran a display ad in his local newspaper inviting readers to call and listen to a 24-hour free recorded message on how to get his free consumer's guide to home remodeling mailed to them. He had 100 people call his free recorded message line, and out of the 100 that called him, 97 left him a message to get the guide, and because of those calls, he generated $45,000 in work and another $8,000 in referrals. So he got like over $53,000 in business, and now he has so much work coming in that he called us, this was like a month ago, he called us and he says, "I got to put my account with you guys on hold because I'm getting too much business."
That's a great story. How long of an outgoing message can you leave?
A pre-recorded message?
Yeah. Is there a limit or can you go an hour?
No, you can go up to about 10 minutes, but we typically find that most recorded messages, if it's a consumer awareness message, those messages are anywhere from 4.5 to 6.5 minutes, something like that. If it's a property description, a home, it might be a couple of minutes. Now, if you want to go beyond 10 minutes, we have the capability of doing that, but I'm saying an average message is anywhere from 4 to 6 minutes.
So any advertiser who's advertising in the Yellow Pages can reduce the size of their ad. They may reduce the number of leads, but they'll close a higher percentage, saving time. So literally, the reduction in advertising expense could pay for the system and then some.
Absolutely. You have to look at it this way. A friend of mine does a lot of marketing, and he was in the Dallas area, and he was looking for a roofer. He went to the Dallas Yellow Pages to look for a roofer. He needed some work done on his roof. And he told me there was 23 pages of roofers. 23. And everyone said the same thing. Top quality, lowest prices, bonded, licensed, guaranteed, family owned. They all said the same thing. Until he came across one that said, "Warning, don't even think about hiring a roofer until you know the 17 code of ethics questions to ask that roofer. Call 24-hour free recorded message." He did research on that among a lot of us, and he found that that guy gets 10 times the calls as everybody else.
So over the years, that warning ad, is that a proven winner, or are there other Yellow Page ads that really are proven?
From the Yellow Page perspective, I would say that a warning ad, and it doesn't have to say warning, it could say important, attention, free report reveals, consumer alert information, things like that. They're really designed to stand out, and the vast majority of those ads do not display the name of the person. They do not display the name of the company. It's interesting because the public has, as you know, very sensitive advertising radar, and they can detect a pitch in a heartbeat. But if they're getting consumer information from a non-biased source, And the interesting thing is that in these consumer alert messages, most of them are scripted so that, you know, you're talking about the six most common misconceptions about carpet cleaning, for example. They're going to talk about all these misconceptions, and then they're going to talk about the most critical questions to ask a carpet cleaner. And when all is said and done, you, the consumer, have this list of all these questions. You can interview carpet cleaners, but you know what? Psychologically, the last thing you want to do is go out there and interview carpet cleaners. You just naturally draw your own conclusion that I should just call this guy because, wow, he's amazing. He gave me all this information. He is a true expert, and that's highly attractive to consumers and prospects.
So is that your recommendation when you run your Yellow Page ad to not have your company name on there, just have the warning, free consumer's guide to carpet cleaning?
We've seen it done both with good success on both ends, but I'm going to go on a limb and say that the ones that will probably generate the most calls will be a straight direct response ad with a toll-free number to call with no number and name.
We've talked about some conventional uses of free recorded messages. What are some unconventional uses of these calls that have proven to be real effective in many circumstances?
I can think of a couple right off the bat. Why not use free recorded messages for what we would call a testimonial eavesdrop line? You know, this is a great way for people to call and listen to the actual comments of people who've done business with you. You can collect voice testimonials by setting up a 24-hour recorded message line, and you can have your clients who love you call in and leave their testimony right on the message line. Then you just give us a call, and after you've gathered four or five or six of them, and then we'll edit them together and put them on one extension that prospects can access and listen to. So you may have an ad that has a menu of extensions, you know, frequently asked questions about tile and grout, you know, consumer education message. And then you may have one that says what others are saying about us. So people can call up, and they can instantly hear testimony after testimony. That's a great use for a free recorded message line. Another great strategy is to use free recorded messages to recruit employees. Almost everybody that works here at ART has come to us via a recorded message. What's great about this is you simply run a help wanted ad inviting people to call a free recorded message where they're going to be able to hear all about your company, what you have to offer, and the type of person that they're looking for. And then they'll be able to leave a message where they can tell you a little bit about themselves, why they feel that they'd be uniquely qualified for the job. Because as you know, you can find out a lot more about a person by how they communicate. And it really makes it easy for an employer to be able to sift through all those messages and determine who they want to invite in for an initial interview. It's a huge time saver. It's a great method to use. Again, you're using automation to save time. Then all those people that come in and you're looking, you're going to know right off the bat talking to somebody on the phone if you've got what you're looking for. And so those are a couple of great unconventional uses.
Another simple technology you offer for client nurturing is voice broadcasting.
Yeah.
An inexpensive, personal, and easy way for businesses to keep in contact with all their clients. I know Joe Polish does this, Rory Fett, Jeff Paul.
Yes.
They're using probably your technology to do this. Let's talk about that.
Well, I don't know if most people know, but most businesses spend 90% of their time trying to get new clients while virtually ignoring the clients they have. And they don't do it on purpose. Businesses, for the most part, just don't have a system in place to automatically stay in touch the way they should. In fact, I'll go back to the Direct Marketing Association again. They recently said that 9 out of 10 clients buy another product or they use another service through somebody else because they don't remember who you are. True story. My next-door neighbor got their tree trimmed 9 months ago, and they were getting ready to get their tree trimmed again, and they lost the business card of who trimmed their tree, and they forgot who it was. That person never stayed in touch. So inadvertently, that tree trimmer sent that customer back to the Yellow Pages searching for a tree trimmer in amongst all his competition. Businesses, for the most part, have lots of customers. Wouldn't it be great to be able to place a warm and friendly phone call to every one of them once a month with the sole purpose of nurturing them so that they would become loyal clients and then ultimately advocates who refer others to them again and again? That's the purpose. But, you know, if you have 500 clients, or what if you have 5,000 clients, how would you ever do it? Well, voice broadcast takes care of that, and here's basically how voice broadcast works. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to export all of your phone numbers and names into Microsoft Excel. If you already have them there, then that's great. But if not, they can easily export out of a contact manager or whatever. And you can create as many different lists as you want. You may have your entire client base. You may have your past clients, your A, B, and C customers, and so forth. So then you're going to actually go to our website and log in, and you're going to upload that phone list, and you're going to give it a name. And then you're just going to record on your own telephone or any telephone a short 20 to 30 second voice broadcast message, and that message is going to be sent outbound to connect with the answering machines of your entire client base simultaneously. A lot of different messages that you can do. Obviously, thank you for your business, happy holidays, a reminder or an update, a tip of the month. Maybe you want to announce upcoming community announcements. And when you do these messages, you're assuming they're going to go to an answering machine. So your message might sound something like this. It might sound like, you know, hey, there's Bob Jacobs with ABC Company. Hey, I'm sorry I missed you, but I was thinking about you guys. There's going to be a big concert down at the park this Saturday, and there's going to be a ton of people, a lot of food, a lot of fun. So just want to give you guys a heads up and let you know if you can make it down, that'd be great. Hope to see you. Thanks.
So the listener really has no idea whether it's you personally doing it or whether it's automated. That's the goal, right?
Right. And then if they pick up live and say hello, then they're going to hear a very pleasant female voice say, oh, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number, and hangs up. Now, one of the most profitable and powerful strategies that we've come across, and one that we preach all the time, has to do with your mailers and your direct mail that you're doing. Most businesses send direct mail pieces to their clients in the form of newsletters, postcards, etc. Here's one of the most powerful strategies we found. First of all, less than 20% of direct mail ever gets opened. That's less than 1 out of 5, and here's why. You go to your mailbox, you open it up, and there's a pile of mail in there, and you pull it out, and you stand over your recycling bin, and if it isn't a check or a bill, it's going to get trashed. And yet people are spending untold thousands of dollars on mail that never gets read. So here's a way to supercharge your campaign. Next time you're ready to mail out, let's say, a newsletter, you send a voice broadcast the day you do the mailer. It might sound like this. Hi, folks. It's Bob Thompson with ABC Company. Sorry I missed you. Just want to let you know that my new newsletter is going to be arriving in your mailbox tomorrow. Be on the lookout for it. Don't throw it away. It's in a bright green envelope, and there's a great article on page 3 that I think you're really going to love. So remember, be on the lookout for the bright green envelope. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. And when you do that, Michael, it's been proven over time that when you send a voice broadcast alerting people of an arriving mailer, your readership response increases by 3 times. So it's absolutely phenomenal. And then when you actually send your voice broadcast messages out, it's going to simultaneously dial all the numbers. When it finds an answering machine, it's going to leave your message. And I want to back up by saying that print always has worked. Print always will work. And you're spending money anyway on print ads, so why not use every tool available to supercharge the response you get? Now, return on investment is probably the greatest thing about voice broadcasts. A typical voice broadcast message that actually makes it to an answering machine costs about 10 cents. So let's say you had a 30-second message that actually connected with 1,000 answering machines that cost you about $100. Imagine how much it would cost you in time and manpower to physically sit down and call 1,000 people. There's just no way. And again, back to the Direct Marketing Association, they did a study on the return on investment that comes from various forms of advertising. A typical radio spot generates on average like $6 for every dollar invested. If you make a live telemarketing call, you might generate $8 for every dollar you invest. A direct mail piece or a newspaper ad might get $11. But voice broadcasts, on average, generates almost $30 for every dollar you invest. And that's from the Direct Marketing Association, who did this study. So they said categorically voice broadcast is heads and tails above every other form of advertising out there, or as a way to supercharge your existing advertising. Use it.
Let me ask you this. Does the receiver of the message have a chance to be removed from the list?
Absolutely.
So at that point, they do know that it's not really a personal call.
Here's what's going to happen. If it goes to an answering machine, it's going to play the message, and it's going to be from Bob Jacobs with Allstate or whoever. If they want to contact them, they can call them. If it goes to a live person, they take them and say hello, and it says, oh, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. There is a caller ID that actually goes to us here, and then they can call and say, I'd prefer to be removed, and we can instantly do it. We can blacklist it immediately.
Yeah, everyone has caller IDs now, so yep. If someone saw the call come in, it's coming back to your company?
Yep, sure is.
And then they'll call back, and will it be an automated thing when they call back?
They're going to be able to call us during business hours and ask to be removed if they want. We are instituting a feature real quick here within the next few weeks that will enable it to be automated if you'd like to be removed from this voice.
So a live person will answer if they hit the caller ID?
That's right.
And they'll say, hey, I just got a call from this number.
Yeah.
What do your people say?
Well, we say, oh, it was probably someone that you do business with that was placing a nurturing phone call for you, but if you'd like to be removed, we're more than happy to do it.
Let's say Jeff Paul or one of these guys is sending a broadcast out to 50,000 people. I mean, are you going to get inundated with callbacks from caller IDs?
No, it doesn't happen that way.
Are there any laws or consumer laws or do not call laws that say someone listening to this may need to know about?
Well, we always recommend that people go and look up the applicable do not call rules and regulations with the FCC, the FTC. There's the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. There's the telephone sales regulations and a lot of them. And we've done our due diligence going through all of them as much as we can. Obviously, we're not lawyers. But what we do is kind of an overriding statement. We just tell people, look, use voice broadcast in a way in which you would like to experience it, meaning that if you're going to place a voice broadcast call, then make it a nurturing call. Make it an informational call. Make it something where you would be glad to receive this call. Don't blatantly pitch. Use common sense in doing that, and you're going to be fine when you do that. If someone does ask to be removed, then by all means remove them, and you're going to be fine. Do not use prospecting. I mean, obviously a person can do that. They can buy a list and all that kind of thing, but I just don't go down that road because I just believe that voice broadcast, the right way to use it is as a nurturing.
Tell me about the tracking system and reports you get from both of these automated systems, because that's important information. Why don't you explain the benefits of these reports and how they improve one's ROI?
Oh, sure. Well, we've always believed that the very first rule of advertising is to never do anything that you can't directly track its results. Because if you're not constantly testing and measuring and evaluating and then adjusting, what you're doing is you're wasting potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of those hard-earned dollars that you're making. So how do you do this? How do you track and evaluate your advertising? Well, you're going to use a very sophisticated online tracking program we have that allows you to create three customized reports having to do with all the activity being generated by your prospects. We have a report that's called a call activity report, and you can punch in a date range. It's going to bring up every captured number of people who call your free recorded message. Every phone number is captured. It doesn't make any difference if they have call blocking. It's also going to show the dates and times, what ad they called on, whether or not they left a message or pressed zero to direct connect to you. And also, in probably 70 to 85% of the cases, it's going to match a name and an address. The purpose of doing this would be that if part of your marketing campaign is to do what we would call drip mailers to people who called, maybe they didn't leave a message, let's say, or maybe they did, and you want to do a follow-up. What it does is it helps you to create your own highly targeted, and that's the key word, highly targeted direct mail list. So that's the call activity report. Probably the most powerful report is our ad tracking report. Tracking your advertising is probably one of the most critical things that you can do in any kind of marketing campaign. And unfortunately, many people have heard the quote that says, I know half my advertising is working, I just don't know which half. And that's not a place you want to be. And when you think about it, how do most people find out if their advertising is working? Here's how they do it. When somebody calls them, they're going to say, hey, thanks for calling. How'd you hear about us? The problem with that is that you're going to get inaccurate information or no information, because somebody might say, well, I heard about you from my cousin, or I read about you on some flyer, or the lie. What tracking does is it enables you to monitor the activity that you're getting on up to 10 different mediums, so that, let's say you're doing a newsletter, you might be doing a mail or a flyer, a door hanger, a website, business card, whatever. You're going to be able to go in there, and you're going to be able to punch up a date range, maybe last week, and you're going to look in there and say, wow, I'm spending $400 a month on this display ad, and I got four calls. And yet over here, my little $75 three-line classified brought me 50 calls. So that's the importance of tracking your advertising, which you can do. The third report is what we call a call duration report, and it's designed to help you tweak your message. It displays a bar graph, shows how long each caller listened before they hung up. You may find in your three-minute message that 75% of the people are hanging up three-quarters of the way through. And so what you want to do is you want to listen to your message and find out what in the world you're saying. Are you boring them? Are you getting too salesy on them? Because if you didn't have this report, you would never know. You might say, well, I'm getting tons of calls, but no one's calling me back or hitting zero to directly connect to me. So our philosophy, Michael, is that it's absolutely important to test, to analyze, and then adjust. In other words, if you can't track it, don't do it. Now, on voice broadcasting, when you send a voice broadcast out, you're going to be able to bring up a detailed report on the Internet showing every call that went out, the date and the time it went out, whether or not it went to an answering machine or a busy signal or a live person or whatever. And then you can go in and recycle all the numbers that didn't make it the first time and then schedule them to go later that day, tomorrow, next week, whenever. And we have a lot of people that will weed it down. They'll recycle the broadcast two or three times, because what you're hoping for is the person who picked up live today is out shopping tomorrow. So it enables you to go in there and do that.
What if you found the best time to send a voice broadcast out?
We tell people to start sending your broadcast at 10 a.m. and don't go any later than 4 p.m. So we have a window of time in there that you can set up. You can say, I want it to go out today, the 17th. I want to call this campaign, look out for my newsletter. I want to start sending the broadcast at 10 10 a.m., and it doesn't matter if wherever you are nationally, it'll know when 10 a.m. hits wherever you are in the country and start sending those calls. And I don't want it to go any later than 4. So we tell them to put a window of time in there of 10 to 4. And if I had to break it down even further, not that it really matters that much, I would probably say a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You're hoping to catch most people away or out or at work. So 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the window, we tell them. And Monday through Friday is fine. If I had to break it down even further, I go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
From what I understand, you guys are pretty marketing savvy. You've got a marketing mindset that most of these other voice broadcasting companies and automated telephone services lack. You guys are coming up with new ways to increase the success of your clients. Tell me about some of these other marketing strategies that you guys are using to help improve that ROI for your clients.
Well, here's a couple of free recorded message strategies that are great. Probably one of the most underused advertising mediums in the whole world is the business card. If you go to anybody's business card, what does the back of a typical business card look like? It's blank. And when I say underused, it's because you have a whole lot of real estate on the back of that card that could be used as a direct response medium. So rather than giving somebody your business card with nothing on the back, why not add a menu of different extensions that they can call to get a free report or a consumer awareness guide, or even to hear testimonials from clients who love you. So that's a great strategy that people can implement right away. Even if they want to create a stamp and stamp it on the back of their card, you know, free recorded message and all the different extensions, that's a great strategy. Websites. If you have a website, you need to have somewhere on it that drives people to a free recorded message. How many times have you heard, wow, I got a lot of hits on my site. I got 200 hits. I got 500 hits. My first question to them is, that's great. Who were they? And they go, I don't know. So by having information on your site that is only available through a free recorded message, the caller is going to get to hear you, become more emotionally attached to you. You'll capture their phone number, and in most cases their name and an address, and you get a good idea of how effective your site is. A number of people out there, Alex Mendozian is a big promoter of this. He talks a lot about online to offline marketing. And what that really means is that if you have a vehicle as another way to get someone to interact with you, if you have a vehicle or something on your website that banners a free recorded message that contains information that's not in your site where they have to call a free recorded message, you're doing a great thing. You're sending someone to somewhere where, like I said, they can get emotionally attached. You can capture information you normally wouldn't, and it's a great thing. So those are just a couple of other strategies that we provide and seen success from. And as we get more and find more, we let our customers know about them.
What percentage of the calls that come in are you able to get the address information?
Address, it depends on probably where it is you're calling. We're seeing 70% plus, something like that, with addresses. And again, the way that people are using the name and address is obviously is an ability to data mine their information. And also, as I said, if part of your marketing campaign is to do drip mailers to people who, let's say, maybe you had a lot of people call, they didn't leave a message, they just listened or whatever, then you could easily export that data into Excel and then create a mailing campaign to those people and use their address as well.
Let me ask you this. What about people who are, I guess, technophobes, or they think they're technically challenged and think that this is going to be too hard for them to get set up? Is it easy to get set up and running?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to be a marketing genius. You don't have to be a tech head to take advantage of this. In addition to instant access to our online quick start guide, we have ad samples and scripts. Here's one of the most important things you get. First of all, everybody knows Nike's slogan, you know, just do it. That's the biggest challenge that most people have. And to guarantee that the majority of those who sign up are actually going to start using it and not just stick it on the shelf and forget about it, every person that signs up will receive as many as 14 audio emails within the first month that come with instructions and tips and help and ideas and getting their system up and running quickly so that they can experience success. Plus, we have step-by-step video tutorials where you can follow along with me on my computer screen and see how I set up everything and how I use it. And then after the first month, they're going to continue to receive an audio email every 2 weeks or so for the next 11 months to keep on track and excited. And then last but not least, we have an awesome customer support staff, just a phone call away. So if people have questions or need a little bit of hand-holding or whatever, we're there.
Can we talk about some more specific case studies or success stories that, you know, when you think of successes, can you talk about some specific ones that we could relate to the listeners?
I gave you a number earlier, the home remodel and others. We have insurance agents now, for example. We're doing a lot with insurance. And we have agents that are calling in and saying that by using voice broadcast to nurture their clients, they're having great increases in retention, first-year retention rate, 6%, which in the insurance world, that's a lot. If you have a $10 million agency, increases in 6%, decreases in advertising expenditures because they get a lot more bang for their buck.
So why would someone want to work with you guys instead of your competition?
Well, as I've kind of alluded to earlier, no other company out there markets free recorded messages and voice broadcast as one holistic marketing system. And I think that that's really crucial because if you're not doing both, you're running a very fragmented business. We're not just a voice broadcast company. We're not just a free recorded messenger hotline company. We really market and teach people. Plus, we've got a lot of marketing scripts and campaigns and all that to go along with it. Plus, there's also the relational side to our business when it comes to our clients. Even though we do everything we can to get somebody on their feet and using our system quickly so that they can start experiencing success, there are those that might need a little TLC and a bit of hand-holding, and I think we're really, really good at that. And at the end of the day, to us, to be honest with you, it's more about relationships than it is about pricing and per-minute rates. And so people leave other people and come to us because they may not have had great customer support experiences or the kind of things that really matter to them in terms of building a relationship, and we're good at that.
Now, do I need any hardware or any software to use this?
No. All your recorded messages, you'll just do on your own phones.
Let's say I didn't want to record the message. I don't like my voice or whatever. Do you have a service where you could record the messages for me?
Yep. I actually record the male voice messages for people that would like to do that. We also have a female voice in here, and we can easily do that. If they want to do one, the first one is free. I think every script thereafter is like $15 for us to record it. But, you know, the funny thing is, here's a good example. Sometimes people call me up, and they say, kind of like you said, you know, I don't like my voice, or I'd like to have a professional radio announcer, you know, do it. And the one thing that I tell people that it's very important to understand is that if it's too slick and if it's too professional, it's not as effective. And this may sound weird, but the less professional, the better. And what I mean by that is we have a couple of clients of Joe Polish's that have very bland, boring-sounding voices, but they've been very successful in the response they've got from voice broadcast campaigns and free recorded message campaigns. Because the purpose of free recorded messages is to get them to get to know you personally. Now, obviously, if someone has a certain dialect that's hard to understand or a heavy accent or whatever it may be, then sure, I can totally get it. But I really encourage people to use their own voice.
Can I still get an 800 number, or are all the 800 numbers taken up, or are you just doing 888 or 877 or 866?
You can get an 800 number. There is a one-time surcharge of $100 to get it because they're so limited and far and few between, and we're charged for those. But I will tell you that our studies have shown there really is no difference between an 888 and an 800. The most important thing they see in your ad is not your phone number. The most important thing they read in your ad are the three magic words, free recorded message.
All right, let's say I do a voice broadcast to 20,000 people, yes, and I have them call back on an incoming 800 number. If I have a bunch of calls coming back at the same time, will they get busy signals?
No, they will not. We have the capability to handle tons and tons of calls coming in from that, so there's no worry there. And on outbound voice broadcast calls, obviously there's no issue. We can send out thousands and thousands and thousands, and because of our servers and our senders and so forth, and you're not going to get a busy signal.
Now, do you guys have a service where the incoming calls, people are leaving messages and information, where you'll type them up and send them to me via email, my messages?
We don't do transcription services, not that we can't. But we do a lot of polling of our customers and clients, as well as requests that we get for various services and features. And we have found that over the years, up until even now, we might get a request for a transcription service maybe once a month or once every 2 months. And we've just found with all the other products and the features and the upgrades and the new systems we're designing and the amount of time that our programmers are devoting to various things that it's much better time used to create all the new really cool things that we're developing than putting that system in place in which we get hardly any requests for.
What if I have an 800 number already? Is that something I can transfer over to you guys?
Yes, it is. It would be a simple process. We'd give you a form. You'd fill out a form. It's called a Resborg form. And you would get it back to us. And then what we do is we turn that over to Verizon and one other carrier that we work with, and then what they do is they contact your provider, whoever it may be, maybe AT&T, and request permission for that number to be sent over to us, and then it goes, and then you can turn that into your free recorded message line. If you have an 800 number you want to use for this purpose, you can do it.
Now, do y'all handle anything as far as receiving faxes as well? But let's say someone calls my free recorded message.
Yep.
Do they have the ability to send a fax to me and me to receive it?
No, they wouldn't send a fax. What they do is they have the ability to get a fax from you. So that's called fax on demand. So if they're listening to your free recorded message and you say, you know, if you like a printed property profile of this beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath townhome, wait for the prompt to press 8 and then enter your fax number. It'll be immediately faxed to you.
You can, in essence, deliver your report by fax rather than mail.
You could.
Do you have a lot of people doing that?
Most of the people...
They want the mailing address.
The mailing, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You want the mailing address.
So what they'll do is they'll say, if you'd like my free report mailed to you right away, please wait for the prompt to leave us a message with your name, your address. We'll get it mailed to you right away. Thanks so much.
But then again, you could leave that option off and say, if you have a fax machine, you want it faxed, and if you're capturing 70% of those calls anyway.
Yeah, you could do that too. But we found they like to mail them. If the message is short enough, as I mentioned, within the 3 to 6 minute range, a typical consumer awareness message is about 5.5 to 6 minutes. I'm using Joe Polish's template as an example. 6 most critical questions and the 6 most common misconceptions, that kind of thing. That runs 5.5, 6 minutes depending on your industry, and people will be more than happy to sit and listen to that.
Let's say I'm listening to this, and I really like the idea that warning, you know, don't even call a carpet cleaner. If I'm opening phone books in all the major cities, am I going to see other ads in the phone books that I'm going to be competing with? And what would you say about that?
I would say the threat of competition is next to nil. And I say that because most businesses in this country, and this is borne out by so many direct marketers I know and so many gurus in other industries that are over a specific industry, and maybe it's chiropractors. And believe me, I've looked, and you do not see. Maybe it's just because most businesses, either they don't know, they've not been exposed to this type of marketing. They've always been brought up on, well, my dad did it this way, my granddaddy did it this way, and all I know, I'm just supposed to run a Yellow Page ad, and that's what the Yellow Page ad rep told me to do, and that's how I'm going to do it. I've never seen a situation yet where all of a sudden you open up the phone book and there's all kinds of people with free recorded message numbers.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Can I route callers to a different extension at any time during my recording?
Yeah.
All right, how does that work?
What's going to happen is after they listen to your free recorded message, they're going to hear the following options. It comes on in my voice and says, to speak to someone directly, press 0. To repeat the message, press 1. To leave a message, press 2. To enter another extension, press 3. To receive a fax, press 8. So what they can do is enter another extension. Now, what a lot of people do, a good example might be a restaurant ad where they'll have the call-in number for, let's say, reservations listed. And then they might have a little box with a menu down below that says, call 24-hour free recorded message for hours and directions, extension 9000. For a takeout menu, extension 9001. For catering info, extension 9002. So they can have a little menu down there, and we have a tile and grout client, and they list the whole menu, you know, 1-800, blah, 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 enter an extension number. Frequently asked questions about stone and tile care, extension 9000. 6 common misconceptions about granite. What others are saying about us, extension 9004. So you can have a little menu, and now you've really taken an ad to another level, and you've made it completely interactive rather than passive. One of the examples that I use a lot, I know Joe Polish had a great term he used for most ads that you see in the Yellow Pages. They're called one-step ads, or more specifically, name, rank, and serial number ads. Basically, it's an ad that says, Bill's Auto Repair, in business since 1979, 702, and then the number, and then maybe an address, and that's it. It's what we call a one-step ad. It doesn't tell you to do anything. It doesn't compel you to do anything. But when you have a direct response ad, it's completely different. The definition of direct response is any ad that is compelling you to take action right then and there to do something. There are direct response ads without a free recorded message, and then there are direct response ads with. And the most successful ones, I think, are the ones where it's a free recorded message versus calling somebody live.
Are there any phone numbers that your system is not able to capture, you know, where they can get the number and the address?
Every phone number is captured. It doesn't make any difference because, see, when you're calling an 800 number like this, you're essentially placing a collect call. So you have the right to know who's calling you. It's on your dime. So you will capture every single phone number. Now, again, addresses, it's a numbers game. And as I mentioned, in most cases, 65, 70% or more, you'll capture an address. But again, that's like the icing on the cake. and it's a great tool to have. Some people, depending on what they're trying to accomplish with their marketing, could care less about addresses. However, as I mentioned, if you're going to be doing mailers or mailings and you want to have that as a resource, then it's great.
Can I be notified somehow or paged if someone's left a message?
There's a couple different ways. One is you can have a text message go to your cell phone that will display the captured number and the extension they listened to, so you'll know that that happened. The other way is we have a feature called Message Express. And what that does is when somebody leaves you a message, your phone rings, and you'll pick it up and go, hello, and it's me. It's my voice comes on and says, a message has just been left in your ART voicemail system. To listen to this message now, press 1. To save it for later, press 2. This works well, like in the real estate community. If somebody sees a yard sign or an ad and is interested, and they leave a message, I'm interested in looking at the house on 123 Main Street. It's completely time sensitive, and so the agent will get a call, and it'll say, message has just been left. You want to listen to it now? Yes. They press 1, and immediately they get the message.
Will this work with an 800 number or an 877 number from Canada if I have customers?
Yep.
It will.
Yeah. All Canadians can use it and all Puerto Ricans.
Do you have customers who have international lists?
We're not international.
Just U.S. and Canada.
U.S. and Canada. That is something that we do want to do down the road because we do get a lot of calls from the U.K. We get it from Australia simply because they may have been at a seminar over here where we've been talked about. So naturally they're curious, wow, we'd like to do this, but we're not international right now.
What is this on-demand marketing line?
That's the name that we have given to our free recorded message system. And the Client Connection Broadcast Center is the name that we've given to Voice Broadcast. Because it does so much more, it's not just like on-demand marketing line, it's not just a hotline. It's an integrated marketing system. And when you put the two of those together, the name that we use for our entire system is the Connection Marketing System. And kind of a little tagline is getting connected with prospects, staying connected with clients.
How do I actually pay for my service? Do I need a credit card to be able to use this service?
You would go online, and what we've done is we have actually set up a special offer for your listeners as an incentive to get them on board with us. And basically what's going to happen is everybody that signs up with us is going to get a special discount off the setup fee because of you, as well as a special bonus offer related to voice broadcast. So here's what they would do. They would go to our website, which is at www.automaticresponse.com. It's all one word, automaticresponse.com. There's a link that they can click on where they can watch a cool little 6-minute movie PowerPoint where I narrate it and telling them everything we do, soup to nuts, in 6 minutes. After cruising around our site, they can click on the sign up button. It's going to take them to a page where it's going to ask them to enter a promo code number. So what they're going to want to do, Michael, is enter your code, which is 5185. That's 5185. After they do that, they're going to go to our marketing cart page where they're going to get a discount off the sign-up fee. Typically, when somebody comes in off the street and gets the entire system, they're going to pay a one-time $2.99 sign-up fee, but because of the special offer through you, we're knocking $100 off of that, so it'll be a $1.99 one-time sign-up fee. And then there's a little play button on that page where they can click, and they can hear me explain how to fill out the marketing cart page, how to sign up and get them going. As I mentioned, everybody that signs up is going to get all those audio emails within the first month and great customer support staff. And kind of to put it in perspective, we did a lot of research, and our average client across the nation that uses both free recorded messages for lead generation and voice broadcast for client nurturing religiously, you know, as they should month in and month out, spends an average of about $4.25 a day. Now, let me put that in perspective. How much does a venti frappuccino at Starbucks cost?
About the same.
$4.60 out here, and that's for an addictive drug in a cup, you know. So for a little over $4, they're going to have all the tools they need to start automating their lead generation.
This shouldn't even cost them anything. With the automation, the savings on labor and advertising, this is an investment. There's no doubt. When I hear you talk about this, and I think of my website, hardtofindseminars.com, which is an automated audio delivery system. It's just on the internet rather than through a phone system. I totally get it. This is what I teach and what I preach, and I am with you. But there's something about the phone. I mean, everyone knows what a phone is. No one's afraid of a phone, at least here in the United States.
You bring up a great point. Sometimes people will ask me, well, you know, Jeff, with all this technology today with podcasting and email and web and all this stuff, you're asking me to use the 100-year-old telephone? And you know what I tell them? Like you, I said, what is the one tool that everybody on the planet either has access to or owns? and it's a telephone. What is the one tool that no one needs a user's guide to understand, that they're not afraid of, that they're familiar with? It's the telephone. Other than face-to-face, it's the second most common way that people communicate to one another. And I heard an interesting comment from a gentleman that I met actually at a Dan Kennedy seminar we were at. And he made the comment, he said, you know, you guys are old school, new again. Because of the fact, with the advent of technology and this crushing onslaught of emailing and texting and all of these things, it's great to see that you're bringing back what's really meaningful and powerful and purposeful to the art of communication, and that is through the phone. 50% of email communication doesn't ever make it, gets blocked, it's thrown into spam filters or, you know, whatever it may be. Whereas voice broadcast is not that case, it gets delivered. And there's just something, again, about the relational aspect of the human contact and hearing a human voice. And there was a gentleman, I can't remember his name, he wrote a book called The Wizard of Ads. He had a great quote. He said, if you want to persuade the world, use the human voice. And I love that. And it's true. And so that's what we try to convey to people. And the other thing that we are very careful to emphasize, this is not a magic bullet. This isn't the be-all and end-all. People are smart if they use a lot of the tools and technologies made available to them. We are one aspect. We are a powerful tool to go in your toolkit. We are another arrow that you can put in your quiver that you need to be using, because people still advertise in print. Traditionally, they still talk on the phone. They still need to communicate with their clients. And there's a lot of ways to do it. And all we're saying is that we are a great tool to add to that toolkit that you don't want to overlook.
I appreciate that. That's great. Give the listeners one more time a way to get started.
You go to our website at www.automaticresponse, all one word, automaticresponse.com. When they get there, they can watch a little six-minute movie. It tells everything we do, and then they can click the sign up button, and then when they go there, it's going to ask, are you a current client or a new client? So they click, I'm a new client, and then they're going to want to type in your promo code, which is 5185, and then it's going to take them to the page where they can sign up for the Connection Marketing System, which is free recorded messages and voice broadcast. And when they sign up, they get activated right away. Within minutes, they're going to get a couple of confirmation emails. They're going to get an account number and a PIN number. They can log in, and they're going to get the audio email sent to them. They're going to welcome aboard call from our customer support department. It says, if you have a promo code number, enter it here. And then they enter it. But yes, they do need to do that. They're going to save $100 off the setup fee. And the other thing, when they sign up for Connection Marketing, which is both systems, what we do is we will take $100 of our own money, of ART's money, and we will put it into their voice broadcast account bank. And what that enables them to do, essentially, is to place their first 30-second message to 1,000 people for free.
When my subscribers sign up and they enter my promo code, you guys will put $100 in their credit?
In their voice broadcast account. What that enables them to do, as I mentioned, because a typical voice broadcast that makes it to an answering machine is about 10 cents. So on average, $100 in their little bank enables them to actually connect and play their message to 1,000 answering machines for free.
That's great. Hey, Jeff, we've covered a lot of stuff. That is awesome. I am all about tools, and I'm going to be doing additional interviews on time-saving, leveraging marketing tools, but this one certainly is tried and true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call and chat about this. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for years and years and many more years to come. Michael, thanks so much for having me on the call.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Okay, see you.
Bye. Bye. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. That's the end of our interview with Jeff. I hope this has been helpful. If you're interested in giving this service a try, you can go to automaticresponse.com. That's www.automaticresponse.com. When you get there, it's going to ask you if you're a new client or an existing client. You'll click on the link that says New Client button. Then you'll be asked to enter a special promotional code. Your promotional code is 5185. That's 5185. Or you may enter my last name, Senoff. It'll then take you to the Connection Marketing System, and you'll be good to go. Thanks for listening.